Now joined here with Coach Jim Turner here as Scott City wrapped up the 84th Scott City Relays on Monday in a hot and ended up being a windy afternoon for it, but it was a good day for Scott City meet champions, both the boys and girls, both pulled away there toward the last few races, the last few events. And Coach, I know it finally got to kind of a warm day. Yeah, you had a little wind there toward the end especially, but overall a very good day for you guys on the track and also on the field events.
Yeah, it's the best weather we've had so far this year. You know, the wind did come up about 2 o'clock, and it seemed like 3:30 it kind of stepped up another notch. But overall, you know, the warmth was really a big deal. I think it was a big deal to our kids later, especially our distance kids. But just having a nice warm day was really good for the whole group. And, you know, in the morning we started off with a bunch of PRs, and we kind of continued after that.
Yeah, and just kind of, you know, going through, there's a lot of PRs that we could go through, but I think your relays had some of their best days there, and I know the 4x1 boys there, and, you know, maybe a slight handoff, they get a cleaner handoff, they may win that, but still, it's pretty good to see that and also kind of build upon that 4x4 and 4x8.
Yeah, the 4x1 boys dropped about a second and a half, you know, and it just ran really well. They did have the one bad handoff on the last one, but you know, Lance had to slow down a little bit there. Otherwise, yeah, it could have been interesting at the end of it. And both girls and boys 4x4s and 4x8s ran really well. Probably, you know, I don't know if there's a highlight. There's a lot of good stuff in the day, and even some stuff that ended up not finishing real high was really good too. But, you know, Paige breaking her school record again in the pole vault, going 11-6. And then, you know, Lauren getting back up to 14-6 where he was at regionals, I think his sophomore year. So, you know, pretty big day in the vault for those guys. You know, Paige also in her hurdles had a really good day, and so did Priscilla.
Yeah, and it was, you know, Priscilla, she's really come on here all of a sudden here, and that's kind of that nice second runner that you guys had there and in the hurdles. But also, you look at Isaac Trango, what a day he had on the track, and it's good to see him kind of back up his 100 time, his sub 1100 time with another good performance in that 100 and also the 200 and 400.
Yeah, the 100's going to be tough at our regionals. So, you know, we're going to get good competition at Cheney with the Halstead kid on Friday, and then we'll come back and see Holcomb. They've got a good sprinter in Cimarron. We'll see Holcomb at Garden, and we'll see Holcomb and Cimarron, of course, at League. So that'll give us a true test of where he's really at. But, yeah, he ran that really fast 10.72 handheld, which is the first handheld meet I've probably been to in 10 years. But then he come back and ran live at 10.94, you know, electronically here. So that's good to see him under 11 electronically. You know, for people that don't know, there's a conversion chart of 0.25 difference from handheld to electronic, electronic being the official time. So, but he had a rough day, you know, as far as he had to run prelims 100 and 200, come back 100, 200, 400 and 4x4. So it's a long day for Isaac, but he really did well.
Well, that's something, if things work out, you're going to see that a lot down the road with the postseason, how it's set up this year, the regionals and state. But like I mentioned, a lot of great performances for you guys there on Monday, and to do it at home and against some league schools and some schools that you'll see at postseason coming up here in the next few weeks. But now you turn your attention to Cheney on Friday. That's a big meet for you guys, and you'll see a few other regional schools there. That's going to be a pretty nice day there and a good bus trip for you guys.
Yeah, Cheney, Halstead, and Kingman, I think, are the three there that we'll see that are coming out to the regional. You know, so Halstead's got some good throwers and really good middle distance girls. You know, Kingman beat us in the 4x4 at boys, 4x4 at Pratt. You know, and, you know, just some pretty quality kids. Kingman's got a good distance girl, you know. So I think it'll be good competition, not just with those three schools are going to be at our regionals, but also Garden Plains in there, and there's just pretty tough competition.
This here at the midway point of the season, especially what you saw on Monday, it kind of maybe start solidifying some of your relays and some of those other events?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we're still kind of up in the air with a few things here and there, but hopefully they'll get ironed out, you know, personnel-wise, and maybe they won't, I mean, till the end, because that's not a bad thing to have competition. But, you know, the warm weather, I mean, we were kind of, as the coaching staff talking, and, you know, when you see your first really warm day, you usually see some improvements. And, you know, it got really warm for this time of year compared to what we've had, and I was really pleased with how our kids, you know, toughened up and fought through the heat. And I saw some other kids that, you know, complained about it a lot and didn't perform quite as well. So,
Coach Jim Turner joining me here is Scott City Track winning the Scott City Relays. They'll head to Cheney on Friday, and then, of course, Garden City next Tuesday. Thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you guys coming up here.
All right, thanks, Adam.